Welcome to Keeping Up with the Kick-Ass Canadians. I'm talking today with Amanda Putz, who has been hosting and producing for CBC Radio for several years now and is about to embark on a new adventure across the sea. Amanda, thanks so much for joining me.
You're very welcome, Amanda. Amanda and Amanda.
I know. At long last. So you recorded the last new episode of Bandwidth in May, and it wasn't long after CBC announced that the show would be canceled after the season, but also cuts and cancellations to a number of other programs. And I'm wondering what you think about all that.
Well, it's very frustrating as a CBC lover, aside from being an employee, to watch these continuing cuts. Like, we've been decimated and decimated and decimated some more, and somehow there's always something left standing, but it is certainly frustrating. And whether I were working there or not, I'd still be a consumer of CBC. I've been a long time lover of CBC Radio. It's what pushed me into journalism, in fact, and so to see it, a passionate person for public radio, to see it just being I would say almost willfully destroyed, yeah, that's pretty frustrating. And I feel that, well, anyway, that's enough to say. I feel that it's very sad.
Do you have any thoughts on what you think could or should happen to keep it going?
Personally, there are a lot of changes I'd make. Let's just start with what we do have control over, and that's the people making the decisions at CBC, because other than electing different governments who are believers in public broadcasting, which, you know, you and I might choose that, or maybe some of your listeners might choose that, and some of them wouldn't. So that's one thing. Aside from government and those choices, within the CBC, my personal view is that I would spend less investment on local news. I just feel that there are lots of aspects to what a public broadcaster does that nobody else does. And our view, nationally and internationally, I think CBC is really important because it kind of puts this great Canadian lens on what's going on around the world. So that's important. And what we do here within the Canadian cultural landscape is very important, and nobody else needs to do that. Nobody else has a mandate to do that, because private broadcasters, they have to do what makes money. And so if dance and Canadian theater and Canadian independent music, for example, or literature are not going to put eyes on the screen or ears on their radio stations, then they don't need to talk about Canadian literature, and they don't need to showcase Canadian dance or music on their airwaves. And so that is a very important part of what should be the public broadcaster's mandate. And local news is, in fact, something that lots of other broadcasters do and do very well. And to me, it just doesn't seem worth our resources to be putting money into, you know, and again, it's just my opinion, but I'm out now, so I can say it, that putting yet another microphone on City Hall, talking about Lansdowne Park, for example, in Ottawa, well, everybody else is already talking about that. That's just not a good use of money and resources when nobody else is doing the music, for example.
Yeah.
So it's frustrating to watch money. You know, we've been expanding our local footprint, and I know I have colleagues that do great work in local news. It's not about the level of work that my colleagues in television or radio are doing locally, especially television, because television is much more expensive to make. Local radio and local news and radio just, it's not many bodies that it takes to put together a local newscast, but in television it does take a lot of money, and that doesn't need to be done when global and CTV and, you know, whatever the local Omni or station is doing, they're all doing it already, and we're just doubling up those efforts.
Well, I'm going to come back to radio in a minute, but just speaking about leaving the CBC, that's something that you were going to do anyway, and I want to talk to you about that. You're about to move to Holland with your husband, who's a diplomat, Timothy Edwards, and your two young children for a two-year post. So can you tell me about what that's going to be like for you, that transition?
Not really, because I've never been to The Hague, where it's a four-year posting.
Oh.
And I announced to my compatriots, I guess, at CBC back in maybe February or March that I planned on leaving, that we got this posting, and everyone was really enthusiastic and excited. And then fast forward a couple months and found out about the show being canceled. So, you know, it all worked out in a tidy way, some would look at it, that things were okay for me, and I feel so happy about that. We can get back to the radio side and my sadness about the cancellation of bandwidth, but as far as what I'm going to be doing, I'm looking forward to just being a mom for the next 2 years. Rilla, my youngest, is only two, and I miss both of them every day when I'd toddle off to work, and the frustrations and stresses that any working parent knows. It's such a gong show every single day, trying to get out the door on time and rush out of work and get back in time and feeling like you're not spending, for the majority of your children's week, you're not spending really quality time. Yeah, the weekends are great, and in some ways you forego some duties to do fun, or vice versa, you do forego fun because you have grocery shopping and everything to do. And this way, I'm kind of looking forward to being able to put everything together and then maybe get back to what my next career step might be in a couple of years when both of my kids are in school full time.
Yeah. Well, that's what I want to talk to you about as well. What do you think you're going to miss the most about hosting and about radio?
Well, I guess being in touch a little bit, but it is a really, it's a creative job for a small portion of the work week. I mean, a lot of it is the administrative minutiae of answering emails and trying to line things up and stuff, but the actual sitting down and multi-track editing of putting in songs and doing these interviews, the way my particular style is to do an interview with a pre-tape and then take it back to my edit suite and cut it up and take the best bits and then weave the different band or singer-songwriter's music throughout it. So I'm illustrating their points about what they're speaking about with the music, punctuating it with different things. And it's such a great creative way to make a soundscape. And that level of creativity was a lot of fun. Editing was one of my favorite parts of the job, along with, of course, getting to speak to the musicians themselves. So I will miss that for sure. And I had great, great colleagues at CBC Ottawa. So even though I didn't work directly with anybody, I will miss all of them.
So a next career move could include a return to radio?
I say never say never. I do love radio, but I think if I wanted to do broadcasting, it would be really hard for me to do anything but public broadcasting because I believe in it so heartily, and I love radio the most. So if I were to, I don't know, I can't imagine working for a private station where I had to do the band that were sponsoring or that who's there's so many things that tie into working for a private broadcaster that I've heard those stories directly from people, camera people and stuff that said, well, we weren't allowed to cover the Jazz Fest because they didn't buy advertising with us this year. And when you hear stories like that, you think this is exactly why we need public broadcasting, because they aren't beholden to anybody at CBC to cover anything or do anything. It's completely 100% hands off of any ties. And yeah, we need advertising revenue of certain streams, but nobody from above is saying, oh, don't touch that because they sponsored Volkswagen and Volkswagen didn't buy advertising. No, that would never happen in the public broadcaster.
What do you hope your listeners will take away from Bandwidth?
That what we hear and what we know about through commercial radio for sure and through even public radio is the tip of the iceberg in terms of what is out there for great music. That it just takes a little bit of digging or diving, I guess, if we're using the iceberg metaphor, to really know that there are heaps and heaps of great musicians out there that, unfortunately, because of the luck of the draw or the timing or whatever, are never going to hear the light of day or just get beyond their tiny circle of know-how. And if you do just a little bit of digging, especially with the beauty of the internet now, one thing can lead to another, and you can find your next musical treasure.
Well, repeat episodes of Bandwidth air throughout the summer on CBC Radio mm-hmm. 1, Saturdays at 5:05 p.m. Eastern Time.
That's
and
right.
People can also follow your Twitter handle at Amanda Putz.
Mm-hmm.
So, Amanda, you're going to be missed greatly. 4 years, I thought it was two.
yeah, 4 long years, Amanda. We're not going to see each other.
we'll find other uses for Skype. Best of luck in Holland, and I really look forward to following your next career steps.
Oh, thank you, and I look forward to hearing and reading all the next kick-ass Canadians in the years to come. I know there are, like the iceberg thing, there are so many that you'd never have enough years to cover all the wonderful people that are doing wonderful things, but thank you for doing your best to try.
Oh, it's my pleasure.